Welcome to the October 21st, 2007 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's service is a celebration of baptism of Carly Bertram and Luther Wood. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now, for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks. That was great. It's good to see everyone this morning on a beautiful Sunday. And we welcome you to College Park Baptist Church. My name is Jeff Allen. I'm the Associate Pastor of Students and Families. And we welcome you to worship this day. We want to find out who was here in worship. There are our pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite everyone, members and guests alike, to take that and to fill that out, put your name down and check the appropriate boxes. Members, guests, we'd like for you to fill it out as you feel comfortable. And then if you pass it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out, when it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started. And then we asked the first person who signed it this morning to rip out the pages that were used so that our ushers can get those at the end of the service. We're glad that you are here this morning. Several announcements that I'll make this morning. We have done a pretty good job of getting all of our young people prayer partners. It's taken about 2 months, and we have 6 left. Highest bidder, all right? These are the best 6 that we have left for prayer partners. And so we're going to, I'm going to stand right at this door, and if you're interested, have not grabbed one, please grab one of these envelopes at the end of the service so we can make sure all of our students are getting prayed for. We appreciate all the people who have done this already, and we know that there are a few who have not had a chance to do that, and today would be a good day to get that done. We are in the middle of Operation Christmas Child. This is a part of Samaritan's Purse Ministry around the world. We are collecting items as well as shoe boxes that we're going to fill with gifts and presents of all different kinds. Our youth and children are sponsoring this along with the WMU. There are collection boxes on the right outside of Smith Hall. You just have a couple of weeks to fill those boxes up. We need to get different kinds of items to fill those boxes up. You need to check your newsletter to find out what those items are. We are having our Fall Family Festival next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. It'll take place right out on the church lawn. We have the blow-up games and all kinds of food and things for you to come and to be and to see and to be a part of. There is a sign-up poster right outside of Smith Hall for you to find out what you could bring to be a part of the Fall Family Festival. That would be a really good time to bring your items for Operation Christmas Child. And then we're going to ask you to stay for the life service right after the Fall Festival next week. Our own Ward Page will be speaking, so we want you to come and be a part of that. Tonight we are having life as normal at 7 o'clock in Smith Hall, so that's a good time for you to come to be a part of another kind of worship. I do want to have the family ministry team to meet with me for about 10 minutes right after worship. We'll meet in Smith Hall just briefly and get you on to lunch. Let's see. Everything else is regular schedule that you'll find printed in your bulletin. And so we hope that you will find out what's going on and to be a part of that as you are able. We want to say a special welcome to our, yes, sir. That's a good idea. Youth basketball is starting this Tuesday. Children and youth from 3rd grade all the way through 12th grade. We have a team for you. There are handouts that you can pick up at the welcome desk that tells you about our practice schedule. So we want you to be a part of that this Tuesday beginning at 6 o'clock. So if you have any questions about that, you see me, see Mr. Rogers, see several of the coaches if you have any questions at all. Also, Raymond wanted me to make an announcement about the why study. He wants to know why some of you have not paid for your books. No, Some of you have taken the books, and there is some people who still need to pay for those. We invite you to take care of those, take care of that as quickly as possible before Christmas comes. So we appreciate you helping us out with that. We do want to say a special welcome to our guests this day. We have our ushers who are coming down the aisles now. You have already given us your information if you're a guest. We would like to give you a little bit of the history and the story of College Park. So if you would just raise your hand if you're a guest this morning, the ushers would be glad to give you a packet of information. Inside you will find a letter from our pastor, as well as a newsletter that tells you about the current things going on in the church, and a story of College Park. We pray that this information packet will get you to know us a little bit better. The best way to find out about College Park is to be here and worship, and to see the heart of College Park's people worshiping God in spirit and truth. Today is a special day as we celebrate baptism and communion. It is a good day for all of us to remember that day when we were baptized for the first time, or the communion and the sacrifice that Jesus gave for all of us. You will find in your bulletin our invitation to share in worship. This is a responsive reading that we use to begin our time of worship together. And we invite you to stand now for this responsive reading. I invite you to read the dark print aloud as I read the light print. We give thanks to you, God our Father, for mercy that reaches out, for patience that waits our returning, for your love that is ever ready to welcome sinners.
We praise you that in Jesus Christ you came to us for forgiveness, and that by your Holy Spirit you move us to repent and receive your love.
Though we are sinners, you are faithful and worthy of all praise.
We praise you, great God, in Jesus Christ our Lord.
You may be seated.
Sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Grace hath taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbid to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Will you pray with me? Father, what amazing grace. What grace that You showed on the cross. When we stop to think about it, it can't overwhelm us. To think of how much You love us. You have removed our chains of sin and guilt. You have given us life. Father, how often do we live like we're still in bondage, that we're still trapped? Trapped to the pressures of this world. Trapped in the confines of a rigid religion. Father, You have come into this world and broken our lives wide, wide open, and poured into us amazing grace. It's about a relationship with You. That's why we've come this day to celebrate and to worship You. The sacraments of baptism and communion, these holy acts
We are reminded of your amazing grace. Let this worship be something that we do, not something that we watch. Let us be active in our worship of your name. Let our minds and our hearts and our souls be engaged in what's going on at this moment to glorify your name and your name alone. We thank you for giving us a reason to sing, a reason to pray, a reason to worship, and ultimately a reason to live. May this time of worship be pleasing in your sight. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
It's because of God's amazing grace that we're able to come this morning to celebrate. And it is a celebration. Anytime a person comes to know Christ as their personal Savior and follow His example in the waters of baptism, it's an opportunity for us as the body of Christ to celebrate. So that's why we come this morning, to celebrate through worship and through the ordinance of baptism as well as the Lord's Supper. This morning, Avery, come on now, buddy. Avery Blink is coming. And he has professed Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he is here in the baptismal pool. But as he is here, we're also reminded there are many of you out there that have had a part in this process. Certainly his parents, but also his extended family, as well as those who've taught him in RAs and mission friends and choir and Sunday school and discipleship through the years. So if you've had any part in his Christian education, I want you to please stand right now. Look at all those people, Avery. I want to invite his Mama Julie, if she would come now and deliver a charge to him.
Avery, we are so very proud of you. The verse I have selected for you is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. The King James Version translation is, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow." The Living Bible translation is, "Long to grow up in the fullness of your salvation." Just as we fed you milk when you were a baby, now you are drinking the milk of the Spirit as a new believer. Long to know God as good as you can. Study His Word all your life, and you will feel His presence. Always trust God and turn to the truth of His Word in all you do. We love you very much, but remember that God loves you more.
Avery, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's now a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Avery, your father's here, and he's going to give you a candle. And that is symbolic of letting our light shine before men. I invite you to take that with you and keep it somewhere where you'll see it, and it'll remind you. Okay, bud? Ben Butendorf is listed in your program. He has pneumonia, and so he is not able to be with us today, but we'll be baptizing him in a later date. But we celebrate this one who has come. We will also be celebrating, if you'll look in your order of service, a continuation, if you will, of our baptism. In preparation from that, we take from the baptismal water two additional cups of water that will be used later in this service.
Thank you. Because you created the men who would crucify you. What were you thinking when you chose me before you gave me life? Oh, to know your thoughts. Oh, to know.
Study over the last several weeks, we were given a scripture verse to memorize each week, and this morning those are the scriptures that we're going to read. The first one is from Luke 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Week 2 was from Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. Week 3 was Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Week 4 was from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Week 5 was Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. And week 6 was from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you that you have made that so clear. And I thank you that you are absolute truth. Father, I thank you for the privilege of being able to join together with brothers and sisters this morning and talk to you, sing to you, pray to you, learn about you. Lord, thank you for that opportunity. I thank you that you not only allow us to worship you, but you desire for us to worship you. And I thank you that we can do that this morning in many different ways. We can do that by singing songs we've known our whole lives. We can worship you by learning new songs. We can worship you through using our bodies, using our voices, our hands. We can worship you by following your commands. Lord, I pray this morning that none of us will leave this place until we have worshiped. I pray that we would see you, we would hear you, we would listen to you. And that, Father, as we leave this place, we would be like the heavens, we would be like the sky, and we would be constantly proclaiming your glory. Because, God, your glory is real. And your love is real and your power is real. And we ask that you would give us opportunity and give us boldness to share that. Lord, we love you so much. And we want to hear from you this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we continue our service of worship this morning, we are going to have two more candidates for baptism. I invite Carly Bertram. Where are you, Carly? If you would come on down. And Chancel, if you would come. Chancel is going to give you your charge this morning. But for those of you that have been involved in Carly's growth spiritually, she's been a part of this congregation, her family members, and all those who've been a part of her spiritual journey, if you would please stand and show support for her. She is prepared for baptism. Chancel, if you would come to the mic, buddy. That way we can go to the other side. You sit right there for just a second. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Carly, by your very presence here this morning, what you're saying is, God, I accept your plan of salvation. I understand that this salvation cannot be bought, nor can it be earned by works. All that it requires is that the Christian, and you, Carly, accept what God has offered. Baptism itself does not save, but it only demonstrates before these witnesses that you have said, "Yes, God, I accept your plan of salvation." You'll never make a more important decision in your lifetime, nor will you make a more important investment in your lifetime. I ask Carly and Cindy, her mother, for their favorite scriptures. And here are Cindy's. Comes from Proverbs 3. Verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. And Carly's favorite verse comes from John 3:16, perhaps the most recognized scripture in the Bible. And by the way, the first one I learned in public schools in the first grade. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And now for my choice of scriptures for this occasion comes from Proverbs also, verses 1 and 6. A good name is more desirable than great riches, and to be esteemed is better than silver and gold. And verse 6, and train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Carly, I've noticed on many occasions that you have used sign language, and just as the eyewitnesses were doing this morning. Carly, how do you say the word heart? And then, what is the most important thing that comes from the heart? Love. You can say, I love you. All right, something like that. But the most important thing that comes from the heart is love. And now my challenge to you, Carly, continue to reach out to others in that same warm and gentle and loving touch, and you shall never fail. And remember this, finally, life is built on trust. People sometimes will fail you, but trust will never fail you. What you're saying today, God, is God, I trust you and not man. I trust you, God, and not man. Amen.
Carly, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's now a pleasure to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lean back just a little bit. There you go. Sit forward. Make sure you don't get it. Okay. I think you're good, sweetheart. Bless your heart. Pull out slowly. There you go. You're good now. Luther, would you step on up, buddy? That's a good plan. Carly, your mama is going to present to you a candle. Again, it's representative of letting your light shine before men. Luther, how you doing, buddy? This is Luther Wood, and Luther, at a ripe young age, decided that he wanted to make his profession of faith public and to be baptized, and so he is coming this morning, and I think, Linda, you have some words of a challenge to extend to him, and if you're part of Luther's family or have been a part of his Christian education, we invite you to stand as she presents a charge to him. Everybody, go ahead. Pardon? In the back, okay. Good. You step up to the mic there.
Today is a special day for you, okay, Luther. Buddy. When Lynn, Jim, Liz, and I first met you 6 years ago at our church suppers, we knew that you were going to be someone special for us. You've led such an adventurous and interesting life. And even though your life has been full, I think you felt that something was missing. But you're an example that it's never too late in the life to accept Christ. You're young in the eyes of God. Your new life is just beginning. And Luther, now you're among your new church family who loves and cares for you. You're a very independent person, never wanting to be a burden or a bother to anyone. And my challenge to you is to relax and enjoy this new life and let us show our love by caring for you. There's one verse that I feel that sums up your journey so far. And you remember this verse from childhood because it's probably the first verse that we memorized as children. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Luther, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I think the sisters here are ready to present to you a candle that's to let you remember, to let your light shine before men, brother. Okay. Let me help you with that. There you go. Let me help you up here. There you go. Would you pray with me? Dear Father, it's a time of celebration because your children are being obedient. Your children are publicly professing you of all ages. Father, it's such an inspiration to see how your Holy Spirit continues to speak, that it's not just a language that children understand. It's a language that people of all ages understand, because ultimately we know that we're all your children as we accept you as our Father, our Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the gift of worship, being together. We thank you for those who have been obedient to the call that you've placed on their life. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the beautiful season, the beautiful day, and the beautiful rain that we had this week. And Lord, I'm liking that forecast for next week, let me tell you. Thank you for Carly. Thank you for Avery, for Ben, and for Luther. And may they awaken our longing for bringing new believers back to you. Take these gifts we offer to you at this time, Lord, and may they be used to bring the unchurched to your door around the world. And Lord, give us the patience, the perception, and the passion as we try to do the same here at College Park. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'll be honest with you. I don't understand how anyone could say no to that kind of sacrifice. Thank you, Ron and Cindy. We come to the Lord's table to celebrate, in a sense, the sacrifice that Jesus made. And as a body of believers, we want to invite you. If you have said yes to this man, to Jesus Christ, if you've received him as your personal Savior, we have open communion for all believers, whether you're a member of this church or not. We invite you to partake as we go to the Lord's table now. They were gathered in the upper room. Jesus looked at his disciples and he broke the bread. And he said, "This is my body that was broken for you. Take and eat." When Jesus said, "This is a new covenant in my blood," he was saying, "You have another chance. There's a new agreement. If you'll receive Jesus Christ today, you can have that new chance, that new agreement that God is making with you through the blood of His Son, Jesus. On an occasion like today, we often have a time to reflect on our own relationship with Christ. I know we should do that daily, but some days are more special than others. This is one of those days. And so as we covenant together, I want to invite you, if you would please take the insert into your bulletin. It's a covenant that we make with one another. It's a covenant we make with God. And it's a covenant that we make with new believers. So I invite you to join me in this responsive reading. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Believe in God the Holy Spirit. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and these new believers? Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people? And respect the dignity of every human being. These things we covenant together before God. Amen. This morning the invitation is going to be a little different. Actually, the invitation is the same. The way we'll do that is a little different. You see there a time of commitment. The choir is going to sing Seek the Lord. And what I want to ask you to do is remain seated. Keep your eyes closed. And just hear the words that they're singing. If the Holy Spirit speaks to you and you would like to come make a decision public, we invite you to do that. But the most important thing is that you respond to the calling of the Holy Spirit, whether it be in your pew or whether it be in a public setting. If you've not said yes to Jesus Christ, that's the primary invitation. If you have, but you've slipped and you want to renew your commitment to Him, to being the kind of witness that you should be, we invite you to make that public. If you'd like to join this fellowship, we'd love to extend a warm greeting to you and share to you, with you how you can be a part of this membership. I'd be glad to talk with you. Most important thing, though, is hear the Holy Spirit as the choir sings now. just a moment, we're going to share a benediction together. And we will all stand and we'll sing that together. But before we do that, I want to present to those who were baptized today their certificate of baptism and a Bible. So Carly, if you would, come on up, honey. Present to you your baptism certificate, as well as a new Bible. Be here. And Mom, if you would come, and brothers, come at the conclusion services. Yeah, you can stand with her now. You can come on with her now. Come on with her now. That'll keep it simple. You don't have to come up once. All right. Avery, if you would come, buddy. Your mom and dad, brother, you can come on up. Avery, this is your certificate of baptism, as well as a new Bible. Challenge you to read that daily, okay, buddy? That'll go back to what we were talking about going up the stairs, okay? And Luther, if you would come. We're going to let you sit down. Would you like to do that? It's a long time to stand here. These people like to hug on you and everything. Yeah. This is your baptism certificate, Luther, as well as a new Bible. I invite you to take that and remember this day. What a glorious day, isn't it? It really is. It's a day to celebrate. It's also a day to grieve just a little bit. The Jackson family, this is their last day with us. And again, a casualty to jobs and that type of thing, which we've become accustomed to, but we still don't like it. In adult one and two, we have people that move around some with jobs. And so Ben and Lori and the kids, if y'all would come, and we invite you to be here to where our people can say goodbye. And I know that you'll want to do that. Come by and speak to them. All right? If you would now, please join me in standing as we sing our benediction together.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.